The views and opinions expressed within this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, advertising partners, or ownership of Forever Communication. The It's All Good podcast, hosted by Lorraine Gossett Jones, sponsored by Baptist Memorial Hospital.
This is Lorraine Jones with 15 minutes of good news, sponsored by Baptist Memorial Hospital. Well, today I'm going to talk about something that I know nothing about, really. Designer clothes. I've never really had any. I never really wanted them or was willing to pay for them, I guess I should say, and a lot of times couldn't afford them. But I have had a few designer handbags and some designer shoes. And I wanted to just kind of talk about what's so special about them. I remember about, and it's been about 20 years ago, I bought a Brighton wallet. Now, I'm not sure Brighton is considered designer, but it was expensive for me, for sure, back then. But it was just perfect. It was just the right size. It had the right number of pockets. It had a zippered pocket for my debit card and my receipts. Had a place for my checkbook. I just threw it away about 6 months ago. And it still looked pretty great. The zipper had broken, so I had to get rid of it. So it held up. It just stayed good forever. And I got my first Michael Kors handbag just a few years ago. My husband got it for me for my anniversary, and I used it every day. I'm not one of these people that change purses all the time. I carried that every day for over a year. And it still looked perfect, except the leather handle started to fray a little bit. So I've had a few designer label things. And I was wondering, do you think that people look at you differently if you have something, if you're wearing something with a designer's label? You know, not in an envious way, but I got to thinking about it. And if I see someone wearing a designer's label, you know, I look at them, I notice them, I admire it, you know, or maybe I wonder how much it cost, or, you know, people will come up to me sometimes and say, oh my goodness, I love your shoes, or I love your purse. The fact is, people notice when you're wearing a designer label. They think you've got something special going on. But what about our Christian walk? Can people tell just by looking at you and spending a little time with you that you love Jesus? I remember once, years ago, my son and his girlfriend at the time, they were helping me set up something on the computer, and it asked for a password, and I didn't know what to use, and she blurts out, "Use Jesus, freak." And my first reaction was sort of to be offended because she called me a freak, but then I thought about it, and I thought, if that's the first thing that comes to mind when someone's trying to describe me, then I'm good with it, you know? But sometimes it takes people a long time to discover that, you know, it's the Jesus in people that makes people see us and makes people think that we're a beautiful human. Have you ever met someone that wasn't really physically attractive, but after you were around them for a while and you got to see their great personality and their sweet attitude and their beautiful faith, that you actually saw that they were very lovely. And you know, it works the other way around too. You know, sometimes you think someone is beautiful and then you get to know their personality and their attitude and you think they're kind of ugly after that. That can happen too. You know, excuse my voice. I sound froggy today for sure. I have a bit of a cold or allergies or something going on, but I'm going to push on. Eleanor Roosevelt, she was not a physically beautiful woman, yet she literally transformed the role of First Lady. You know, she held her own press conferences. She traveled all over the country giving lectures and radio broadcasts, and she expressed her opinion in a daily syndicated newspaper column. You know, you might say that she was a spitfire. She was a woman on a mission, a servant to humankind. She was a loving wife and mother and a great role model for all women. She once wrote these words, "No matter how plain a woman may be, if truth and loyalty are stamped upon her face, all will be attracted to her." She got it. When we wear the true designer's label, that stamp that tells others that we belong to him, will make us stand out from the crowd. I remember once, and this has been several years ago, I've worked at the local hospital, Baptist Memorial Hospital, for years. And for a time, I was tasked with seeing patients that had certain disease processes. And I was to talk with them about some of their health habits and how they could affect their health outcomes. And I was to talk with them before they got discharged. So I would speak with them about their health condition and their health practices. Let me say that. So one day I was sent to Miss Mary's room, and we talked about the problems that she was having, and I helped her through some things. And I was about to leave, and I said something about her getting discharged. And she said very defiantly, "I'm not going anywhere without my Dear Jesus patch. They told me I'm going to get a Dear Jesus patch, and I'm not going out these doors until I have it." So I went to look for her Dear Jesus patch, and I started at the nurse's station, and they didn't know anything about a Dear Jesus patch. And so I called my friend Kara Ward. She's the public relations director at the hospital, and she's always been great about, you know, giveaways and promotional items and gifts for patients. So I thought, okay, she's found something, and I called her and I asked about it. And, you know, Kara said, "No, I don't know anything about a Dear Jesus patch, but if you find any, get me one." And then I called the hospital chaplain, and I thought he might know, but no luck. So I went back on the floor, and finally a nurse read her chart, and she started just cracking up. And she said, "It says here that Miss Mary is going to get a Duragesic patch before discharge." Now, Duragesic patch, it's a transdermal patch, sort of like a nicotine patch, that it slowly dispenses pain medication through your skin. And it's used for severe pain that requires kind of around-the-clock relief. So after I settled down, I went back into Miss Mary's room, and I said, "Mary, your Dear Jesus patch is coming. It's on the way." And she said, "Hallelujah." So there was that. I was just so impressed by the fact that Miss Mary stood firm and she was not going out to face the world until she had her Dear Jesus patch on for everyone to see. She wanted to wear her designer's label. Believers should stand out from a crowd. What sort of things should make us different? First of all, we should have what the Bible calls a sweet aroma. Listen to this from 2 Corinthians 2, 15 and 16. "For we are to God the aroma of Christ, among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To one, we're the smell of death. To the other, the fragrance of life." We are the aroma of Christ. When we enter a room, we should carry His fragrance with us. His aroma should be so pleasing that people will ask us what we're wearing. Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever come into a room or seen someone and they say, "Oh, you smell good. What do you have on?" I get asked that sometimes, and I have Alien on. I don't like the name of it, but I love the smell, and people will ask me that. But what about your spiritual aroma? What about when people notice something different about you? This is an opening. You can share Christ with every person who notices your Christ-like aroma. Let me give you an example. About 15 years ago, I don't know, it could be 20 by now, I'm not sure, my sister came to visit. Now, she lives in West Virginia, and as a reminder, we grew up in West Virginia, not a very religious part of the country. We didn't go to church. Nobody ever told us about Jesus. We didn't have a religious upbringing at all. I moved away at 18 to go to college, and then I've lived in several different states and saved as an adult. My children grew up in church, but my sister still lives there. So she comes to visit and stays for a week. We're just going through our regular routine. You know, the kids were involved in Wednesday night activities at church. We went to church on Sunday. We took her to Graceland. We get in the car. Kay loves playing on the radio. You know, she hears us pray. She sees the blessing at meals. You know, just your regular routine. A few weeks after she went home, she calls me kind of late at night. And I said, hello. And we got to talking, and she just said, I want what you have. And I honestly, I didn't know what she was talking about. What do you want, sis? What do you need? And she says, I want what you have. And she explained to me about what she saw in my family and the transformation in me. And I was able that night, in the middle of the night, in the dark, over the phone from Tennessee to West Virginia, I was able to lead my sister to Christ. And it was just an amazing experience through God's power that I could do that. But that changed her life forever. And, you know, she saw something in someone else that looked attractive to her. So use those openings in your life. When somebody asks you a question, when somebody notices something different about you, it's a wonderful opportunity to share Jesus with them. So we should have a sweet aroma. And the second thing is we should glow. People should see it on our face. Going to give you an example. When Beyonce was asked about her secret for having such a beautiful glowing complexion, her answer was simple. She said, I wash my face before I go to bed. Just like the time you spend washing off makeup and the day's grime, you can't neglect your time in the Word or prayer time and still expect glowing results. We need to wash ourselves in God's Word every day. There was another panel of experts that named the top 10, what they called natural beauties of all time. And their number one pick was an oldie but a goodie. It was Audrey Hepburn. And the judges said that they chose her because she had a rare charm, an inner beauty that radiates when she smiles. Her skin looks fresh in all her films, and her personality really shines through as someone warm and lively. She radiates. She shines. When you're filled with the love of Jesus, that's going to cause you to glow or to radiate. Now, did you know that Moses had to cover his face after he'd spent time in God's presence because his face actually glowed? I'm going to read from Exodus 34, verse 33 through 35. When Moses finished speaking to them, he put a veil over his face. But whenever he entered the Lord's presence to speak with him, he removed the veil until he came out. And when he came out and told the Israelites what he had been commanded, they saw that his face was radiant. Then Moses would put the veil back over his face until he went in to speak with the Lord. Everything associated with God is radiant. In Psalms, his commands are radiant. In Revelations, his angels are radiant. In Mark, his robes are radiant. In Psalms again, those who look to him are radiant. In Matthew 5:14, it says, you're the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Anyone who has Jesus in them should be radiant and let their light shine. We should all be a beautiful reflection of God's love. We should also have a smile on our face. We have good news to share, and we should have a smile on our face when we tell it. You ever see a grumpy Christian? Well, that happens too, but we should try to have a smile on our face. The fourth thing is we should have an inner peace. People that rejoice in the Lord and trust in Him will have peace. Philippians 4:7 tells us, "The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And the last one, we should be filled with love. Colossians 3:14 reads, "And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony." So above all these, he's talking about virtues. Above all these virtues that are listed in Colossians, patience, kindness, humbleness, forgiveness. Above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Love is the highest virtue because it binds all the other virtues together. And then finally, John 13:34-35, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one to another." Your love will make God, the God in you, so attractive, people will be curious about you. People are drawn to the love of God. They long for it. God made us that way, with a God-shaped peace missing from our heart that can only be filled and satisfied by His love. Your life will speak to people better than any words. People must see something in you worth asking about and worth listening to. So get out there. Be like Miss Mary. Face each day by proudly wearing your Dear Jesus patch for all the world to see. This is Lorraine Jones, and you've been listening to 15 Minutes of Good News, sponsored by Baptist Memorial Hospital.
The It's All Good podcast, hosted by Lorraine Gossett Jones, sponsored by Baptist Memorial Hospital, delivering the promise of quality health care.
At Baptist, we help patients sleep better. If you're having trouble sleeping, finding answers can be a healthy move. Poor sleep habits can lead to diabetes, obesity, unnecessary stress, and high blood pressure. Let us help you do more than dream about sleeping. Please visit BaptistOnline.org to learn more about signs and symptoms and download our sleep diary to help measure your sleep quality. To schedule an evaluation with one of our sleep disorders experts, call 731-201-3603. Baptist Memorial Hospital, Union City. Get better with a leader.